Hello and welcome to the High Vibe Club for Tuesday, May 6, 2014. And I am so glad that we're all here together. You know, this whole, the High Vibe Club is all about keeping in the information and the energy of Law of Attraction so that we can keep working on these attraction principles our whole life to apply them to our relationships, to apply them to our career, to apply them to, well, actually, the most important relationship of all, to our relationship to ourselves. What's the most important relationship is to?
Ourselves.
So it's so important, and today we're going to talk about that, and today I decided we're going to talk about your underlying vibration. Very important. Mm-hmm. And so we're going to talk about that today. That's going to be our topic for the day. And then we are going to go into our normal open forum kind of format so that you can ask me questions, you can share your successes, you can talk about whatever is working with you in Law of Attraction work and your vibration so that I can be here to help you so that we can all benefit from going through what your challenges are or what your successes are. Say yes if you like to benefit from everyone's successes.
Yes.
Yeah.
It sure is. It's a great thing. You know, we talk about here a borrowed benefit, and the borrowed benefit is one of the things that most people, besides us, most people do not take full advantage of a borrowed benefit. They don't realize how strong it is, I mean, how meaningful it is, and how strongly it impacts your vibration to borrow the benefit of other people's high vibe. They might feel it unconsciously, or they might notice it, but they don't consciously take it in and say, wow, being around that person that's in the high vibe or talking about their successes and everything is somehow affecting me. But it is. And when we're deliberate with it, it's even better. So say yes if you like borrowed benefits.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. I love that. Good. So right now on the call today we have Danielle, we have Allison, we have Belle, and we have Jennifer. Welcome, ladies. So what we're going to do is we're going to start off today by, before I go into what we're going to talk about, we'll talk about underlying vibration, let's talk about, share something that is feeling good for us, that we're excited about, or that we've manifested into our life. Who would like to share, tell us name, and share first? Who would like to do that? Doesn't have to be big.
Okay.
I will go, Max. It's Jen.
Okay, Jen.
I feel like lately my vibe seems higher, even though I feel extra busy, but I feel like it's higher. I feel like every time I'm saying something, it's coming, it manifests, and I'm like, wow, in some form or another, I just received in the mail yesterday, it was a little over $200, it was a claim payment, and I didn't even know that I was getting it, and actually, I was like a little bit short this paycheck, and I'm like, and that came, and I didn't even know that it was coming.
Love it.
And yeah, it was a little over $200,
mm-hmm.
that a claim was submitted, and you know, I must have overpaid or whatever. And then just like, you know, a lot of little things, you know, been happening. And I'm like, wow, this is nice.
Right. It is.
Yeah.
Now, let me ask you this, Jennifer. Do you, I mean, you said you seem like you're in a higher vibration.
Mm-hmm.
The higher vibration on your track, you know, more positive results. So,
are you breaking up? Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're breaking up, Max.
I can't ever. It's so funny. When I do this call, it's like I have to go stand in another part. I can't sit at my desk. Everyone else, I can talk. Is that bad? Am I breaking up still?
It's a little bit better.
Better.
Yeah.
I can't. I can't sit in that part of my desk. I have to stand up. Uh-huh. Okay, I'm going to stand up. All right. So, but just for clarification purposes, Jennifer,
mm-hmm.
you just said, you know, being in that high vibration and then noticing all these little synchronicities, but the vibrational masses are happening. Is there a particular thing you're doing, a particular thing you're working on?
Well, you know what I feel like? I feel like when I want to do something, I'm just going to do it. I'm not thinking about it. I'm not, like, worrying about it. I just want to do it. And just keep moving. Like, I feel like I have that energy, whatever it is. Like, I'm trying to make decisions quicker. And, you know, I feel like, I always think if you say the time is now. And now my mom says it, too. Like, oh, my God.
Oh, I love it.
And my mom doesn't even know that you say it.
It doesn't even matter. It's all good. Now, listen.
Right.
One of the people... I just finished a four-session Track Positive Results class last night, and one of the participants, she's like, I'm just always aware of analysis paralysis. And I was like, I love that, because, can anyone relate to analysis paralysis?
Yes.
What does that mean a little bit? Yeah, I don't even what
we're thinking.
Jennifer, okay, I'll just say, Jennifer, what you just said is kind of the definition. You know, you solved your analysis paralysis. When we are in our head and we're figuring things out and we don't want to move until it's the right time, we don't do anything. We analyze it from every angle and we try to work it out before we do anything. That means when we get stuck and we go, we don't move. We don't move because we're looking at
right.
all the time. We're organizing it. We're figuring it out. Remember, the figure outers a lot of times are the ones that don't end up manifesting because they're trying to organize it, because it's not our job to organize it. It's the law of attraction's job, right?
Right.
So,
mm-hmm.
so that's what you're doing, Jennifer, right? You're just here feeling a vibration and you're going for it, right?
Right. Yeah, don't care. I'm over whatever. Yeah.
I love it. I remember that brings up something. I remember when I was a teenager and I was into a lot of meditation. I was doing like 4 or 5 hours of meditation. I was very, very, very high vibration. And I remember thinking to myself, I wonder if I just, this is so funny, I never thought about this. I wonder if I just said yes and took action on every single thing that was in front of me for a week. And I just did it. Oh, my God. Everything was so great. I was like, oh, I have to clean my room. I have to take out the trash. I have to do my homework. I have to call that person. I want to go running. And every single little intuition that I would get, I would say yes and I would do it.
Mm-hmm.
And oh my God,
I was so happy.
I was free. Everything was flowing because it was just like I never analyzed it too much. I just went, oh, this is here. Go. This is here.
Right.
Go.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And is that sort of, I mean, not to that extent, but is that sort of what you're doing, Jennifer?
Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm. I just want to get, you know, yes, exactly, hit it on the head. And then one more thing that's funny, too. I was saying to Danielle, you know, my apartment's small, and I'm like, I'm kind of like, I need more space, you know. And then all of a sudden, I mean, I'm sure if I'm going to take it, but my friend, one of my, our friends, Danielle and I friend, texted me last night, and she said her tenant just moved out, and if I wanted to take the apartment, which is a one-bedroom, I live in a studio, and the apartment is big, and it's spacious, it has a walk-in closet, and she'd give it to me a little bit more than what I have paying now, but everything's included, so it's kind of like I'm saving a little bit of money because I pay for heat and electric, and I wouldn't be paying heat and electric. So it's kind of I'm saving a little bit, too, at the same time. But I'm sure if I'm taking it. But I, like, just that thought of even saying that out loud, like, my friend texted me randomly.
Wow. Awesome.
There's nothing random about that. Hello.
Right. There's nothing random. No.
And
no.
I know you, Jennifer. You've been having a lot of contrast with your apartment and a lot of contrast with your landlords. and a lot of people want to ask about feeling cramped. So all of that is in your vibrational bubble, and you just said out loud, and then it came up. So that's really great. Congratulations.
Yeah.
Awesome. Wow. Very good. Yay, Jennifer. Very good. Cool. I love it. Thank you for sharing that. Who else has something that they're feeling good about that's putting them in a good vibration? It doesn't have to be a big thing, let me tell you. It can be a small thing. Okay. I'd like to go next.
Okay, this is Allison. You know how I had that kind of spiritual experience where, like, I had the birds flying over my house, and then I had that sort of almost like a life review kind of situation happening while I was still in my body. But anyway, so that was very poignant for me. That was back in January. And I listened to, on Monday nights, there's this near-death experience, like, radio show. It's only on once a week on the internet. And I listened to it. I'm usually in the chat room and stuff. And they were saying they were looking for people who have had sort of, you know, major shifts or sort of like experiences of near death without being, you know, without like flatlining or whatever. So, and I just put in the chat room, I was like, oh, yeah, it happens. You know, I wasn't like really volunteering or anything, but they asked for me to be on the show.
Woohoo!
Wow.
I really like the host and stuff. So it's like a really, it's like, oh, I have to just call this person and, if I want to be on it. That was fun.
Oh,
yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Because, you know, it might inspire other people that
have a good, you've been feeling good about that show and you've been liking that show and it's been, you know, in a good, it's a very, very positive way in your bubble.
Right.
It's
very much a match. Right.
Right. Mm-hmm. But you weren't saying, oh, my God, I really want to be on a radio show. I really want, and that's not what you were. You were just like.
Maybe more like I would like to help people. And I think that.
Right. Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think that sharing it would help people.
Yeah, of course. Oh, I love that. Cool, Allison. Love it. Yay!
Yay!
I love it. Very good. Very good. Cool. Danielle or Dell, would you like to share something, just a, you know, something that's putting you in a vibration that you feel good about?
Well, I mean, as you know and Jen know, you know, I had surgery on Friday, and my recovery is coming along very well. So I guess that's put me in a good vibration, yes.
Yeah, for sure. Definitely.
That's great.
I would say it could always be worse, Danielle.
Yes.
It could always be worse. So if you're healing and you're recovering, you know what? You know what? It's like, you know, sometimes you just have to go, you know what? It's all good exactly the way it is. And that makes me feel good. So you're recovering. Just good.
Yeah.
So,
I can send you Reiki too, Daniel.
Yeah.
What's that?
I can send you Reiki to help the healing.
Oh.
Yeah, for sure.
Is that yoga? Breathing?
No, Reiki. The healing? I can send it
Reiki.
To you.
Yeah, Reiki, just let me just say it really quickly. Danielle, Reiki is a healing technique where somebody that is a trained person like I am, like Allison, we know how to send you healing energy remotely. So we can be, she can be in Boston, you can be in New York or whatever. And that healing energy helps you to recover faster and just have a better recovery. That's what she's talking
about. Oh, nice. I need that.
Think about like this, Danielle. It's like someone praying for you.
Gotcha. Okay.
It's like someone praying for you to heal and move. So,
uh-huh.
Allison,
okay.
That's so sweet. Look at that. Okay. Hold on. I had an aha moment. Back of my hair, back of my neck just stood up, the hairs. Because what did you just say, Allison? It was about
helping people.
And then the next thing is walk into your life, someone to help. Ding!
Mm-hmm. Yeah, kind of like Jennifer, I've been having a lot of instant things like that happening. So it kind of didn't surprise me, but yeah.
But it's good to look at that and notice it from an objective point of view, that when we, a lot of times we do not acknowledge it, and we just go, oh, well, and then go, wait a second, I just said that 2 freaking seconds ago, and now here's your opportunity.
Yay.
Yeah, so good. Awesome,
Danielle.
Love
it, love it.
Yeah, we're all sending you love and healing and Reiki, okay?
Thank you, I love it.
You're so welcome. Oh, wow.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Good. Dale, would you like, do you have something positive that you want to share with us? Everyone?
Things are finally moving with my house in Ohio. It's moving.
Good. Wow, congratulations. That's been a while, right?
Yeah. Yes.
What do you attribute energetically, or what you've done, or your mindset? What do you attribute it to finally moving? Why is it moving now when it wasn't moving before?
Just basically, it was hitting like roadblocks from then. And, you know, once I stood up and put my foot down, I said, I'm not taking this anymore. I kind of laid out ground. And it's, you know, the house is being shown the amount of time, and an investor even isn't interested in buying it.
Oh, great.
Hmm. Congratulations. Yay, Dell.
Yay, Dell.
That's awesome. That is awesome. And you know what? That idea of, you know, we try our best here not to use don't, not, and no. But sometimes you have to, what we say here is we say you put your vibrational foot down. And you say, that's not going to work anymore. I've decided this is going to happen. You know, on some level, I want you to all, well, that's on a very practical level. Instead of saying, I'm not going to do that anymore, I want you to shift that wording to say, I have decided I'm going to do this. Bonk. See how different it is to saying, I'm not going to do that anymore. But the intention is the same.
Mm-hmm.
Tapish?
Yeah.
So I want you to go, you know, sometimes we come to a point in what we're manifesting or what we're doing or what we're trying to attract into our life that it's like, I am so freaking sick of this not happening. I've decided I'm only going to do this or whatever it is. That's a very, very powerful, clear vibration that goes out into the universe. And when that vibration goes out into the universe, it's sort of like, you know, God, law of attraction is just going, well, I've been waiting for you to make a choice, a clear choice. So now
What took you so long?
What took you so long? You know, I was talking in my class last night, and I was saying, you know, it's like the universe or God or law of attraction is just going, okay, I'm just waiting for you. I'm waiting for you. As soon as you're ready, then we'll go. Then I'm there to help you. But a lot of times, you know, we're giving all those different kinds of vibrations. We might think we're ready, but, you know, it's like that idea that when you get serious with the universe, this universe gets serious with you.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's happening, Del, right?
Yes, yes.
It's really important that we get that, because a lot of times we're not, this is not what I was going to talk about, but I think it's really valuable, we're not getting serious with the universe because most of the time we're not getting serious because we're trying to please everybody. We're trying to make everyone feel comfortable and to make everything work out, and we're trying to be nice. Stop trying to be nice. Just do the thing that feels right and say, you know what? This is what we're doing, and this is where I'm going. I'm going in this direction. If you're coming along, get on the train. But if not, you're not a match, and we're going to move. And you can do that with love and grace and compassion. And the more you do that, the more things fall in line too. The clearer, more, you know, it's like a laser beam, like a vibration. And it's not done from the ego, and it's not that. It's just more like, okay, I'm ready, go. And when you're ready, it all starts to fall in place. Good for you, Del. Very good. All right. I'm having I'm excited and a good vibration, because if you don't know, I am going on a cruise. Friday I'm going on a cruise for 8 days to Aruba and to Curacao and Grand Turk in the Dominican Republic. and I'm so excited about it. Yeah, I've never been to the Caribbean before, or Caribbean. What do you, let's try, Caribbean or Caribbean? I never know.
Caribbean. I like the Caribbean just because it's more like Spanish, but I think it's either way.
Okay. The Pirates of the Caribbean is what I always say, so I say Caribbean.
Me too.
Because, you know, because Disney is the aficionado on pronunciation. Anyway. Anyway, so I'm excited about that, obviously. That's giving me a high vibe, and I've never been to that part of the world before, and I get to have very quality time with one of my very best friends who I don't have time with. And the other thing is, I am the king of attracting free... shit.
Yeah.
I'm just going to say shit. I'm the king of attracting free shit. The title of my next book, How to Become the King of the Queen or King of Attracting Free Shit. That's the title of my next book.
Yeah.
the other title is How Marie Osmond Taught Me About Law of Attraction. No. What's great about this, and I don't think everyone that listens to the recording knows about this, is that because I have this title of being the king of attracting free shit, I have in my vibration that I attract things for free or very cheap, and that's just normal for me. Things happen for me very, very normally. And so this cruise is costing me $140 for 8 days.
Oh, wow.
Awesome.
Yeah, so great. So great. I say that so that you can go, oh, my goodness, I could do that, too, because you can do it, too.
Yeah.
I know you can do it, too. And, you know, and I didn't set out to go, oh, 8-day Caribbean cruise for $140. Manifest it right now. No, I didn't do that. This is important. All I did was for the last few years, I've been proving to myself that I can attract traveling around the world for free or very little. And it keeps happening to me. So now it's just normal. It just happens. So when my friend called me and asked me, do you want to go on a cruise? And I was like, you need to tell me how much and what day, what, you know, when time of the year and everything.
Mm-hmm.
He goes, okay, I need to, I'd love for you to go. And then he calls me back after he calls Carnival and says, you're not going to believe this. I go, I'll believe it. He says, I was one of 100 people across all of the world that has ever been on Caribbean cruises, or no, Carnival cruises, to be given this coupon that is for $100 a person for two people. Great.
Oh, my God. That's amazing.
Oh, wow.
Plus
there's
little taxes and stuff. We might have to do a little port tax or something, but at the most it's going to be about $160. Whoa.
Wow, yay.
Whoa.
Yay.
Wow. So
awesome.
Yeah. And think about the borrowed benefit you're getting from every single time I tell you about free travel. Isn't that awesome?
That is
yeah.
Yeah. You know, I had to buy my ticket to Miami, but you know what? I got it really expensive, so 200 and something bucks. So cheap. So good.
Wow, that is
I'm
cheap.
Feeling really good about that. Yeah.
So LA to Miami? Wow. Yeah, that's really cheap. 200 something.
Yeah, $285 for the round trip to Miami.
Wow. That's super cheap.
Because I'm the king of attracting
free.
I would say free or cheap.
Very little. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, for very little.
Mm-hmm.
All right. My belief, I do not have the belief that you can, you know, the belief that I have to have money to achieve and live my dream, that belief is really, 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 really far off in the way edges of my bubble. Much more in the middle of my bubble is that I can have what I want even if I don't have the money. And that's one point. So can you.
Like
say yes if you want to do that too.
Yes. We'll report back to you, letting you know next time.
Exactly. Next time you're going to be like, guess what free trip I'm going on.
Okay.
I want a free trip.
Yes, you do.
I want one.
Okay, so listen to this. This is so important. Jennifer, you gave me a great, great teaching tool right now. When you said, I want a free trip, What vibration was that?
I guess it sounds a little bit needy, but I mean, I really do want a free trip.
So this is what we want to do. Exactly. This is what we want to do. We want to go, oh my God, that is exactly what I want. I want that. You know? That's what I want. You know, if we have any kind of
residue of doubt
and residue of, oh, they, Max can have it. Oh, this is what people do to me all the time. They go, you're so lucky. You're so lucky. And I'm like, there's no luck. There's no luck. There's no luck. There's only vibrational matches. What is there?
Vibrational matches.
I'm not lucky. Luck is a vibrational match. Bad luck is a vibrational match. Good luck is a vibrational match. So, you know, when people say that to me, I'm just like, I go, I don't have luck. I just changed my mind. And I changed my vibration. And that's what happens to me. And you can do it too. Don't be jealous. You should look at me and say, I'm using you as an example, Jennifer. You definitely didn't do this that bad. Because some people will go, I wish I could have that.
I didn't mean it like that.
You did. I know. And you didn't say it like that. But you know what I mean.
Can't be happy for other people.
Yeah, for sure. Be happy for them, or at least just go, oh, my goodness, he is getting what I want. That's awesome. I want that, too. So.
Because it's evidence. Because if it happened to you, then it can happen to us. You know, it's evidence that it can happen right in front of us.
Lots can happen.
Mm-hmm.
Lots can happen. And when the evidence, when you get more evidence, your allowing goes up and your doubt goes
down.
Down.
Mm-hmm. Down. Very good. All right. Boy, we've been talking a half hour. Okay. We're going to talk just a little bit. I want you to, you know, think about, you know, some of the stuff that we're talking about. And I also want to think you to think about, after I'm through talking about this underlying vibration thing, I want you to think about, you know, any challenges that you have that you want to bring to the group and bring to me so I can help you, okay? Now, I do suggest that if you are somewhere where you can get a piece of paper and a pen, I would suggest that you get one because this would be a really cool thing to see as visualized. So, as you look for a piece of paper and a pencil or a pen, I'm going to tell you how this came to be. Is that I redid the Attract Positive Results class that all of you have taken, but I did a new version, updated version just now, and I was like, I want to update it because I want to really specifically add these three different modules because I think they're so important, and I think that in my workshops I'll talk about them, but they're not like formalized in the curriculum. So I wanted to formalize in the curriculum. So the first one that I wanted to add that I think is so important is what we're going to talk about today, is your underlying vibration. And so that's what we're going to talk about today. The other one that I added was a piece all about affirmation. Because we talk about affirmations and why they might not be working, but I don't really talk about how affirmations can work totally. So I added a piece about that. Because affirmations are very powerful, and I wanted to make sure we understood what affirmations are. And then the third piece, which I think is incredibly important, that I added, the third module I added, was understanding how action applies to law of attraction. And a lot of people are saying that it is about understanding what you want and then focusing on it and then waiting for it to come to you. Does that happen for most people, yes or no? No, it doesn't.
Can you repeat that? I couldn't hear what you said, Max.
The whole idea about having something just happen for them or come to them without them taking any action at all, that usually doesn't happen, usually. You have to take, because even in the word attraction is the word action. So I had a whole module, and some of you have heard me talk about this before, a whole module about having your pitches to the universe, which is very powerful. So yes, if you know what the pitches to the universe is?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. So there, it's really valuable, and it's strong, and I just love it. So I teach all about that in that section. But tonight, I'm going to talk about the underlying vibration. Now, say yes if you have a pen and paper, pencil and paper.
Yes.
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 Oh, so good. So good. All right. So I want you to write, let's see. Let's just do this. I want you to write across your paper, I want you to make 5 boxes of equal size. 5 boxes. You know, so you can put a letter in each one. You'll know what I'm talking about. You'll all know what I'm talking about. Say yes when you've made the 5 boxes going across your paper.
Yeah.
Yes.
Good.
Yes.
Okay. All right. The first box, that's the furthest one to your left. I'm dyslexic. The furthest one to your left, that box, I want you to put a circle around it. Okay? We're going to leave that box alone for a second. The second box, I want you to write a W in it. The third box, I want you to write a T in it. The fourth box, I want you to write a V in it.
Mm-hmm.
And the last box, what letter do you think I want you to write?
R.
Very good. R. Very good. Okay, we're going to go say yes if you know what these letters stand for.
Yes.
Yes.
Good. Okay, good. So let's just go backwards. Let's start at the last one. What does the R stand for?
Results.
Results.
Results. Good. And let's go the other direction. What does the V stand for?
Vibration.
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 And then what does the T stand for?
Thoughts.
Thoughts.
Thoughts. Very good. And what does the W stand for?
Words.
Words.
Words. Good. So this is the diagram of how our words are affecting the results. I'll go through it really quickly just so we have a review. The words that we're saying, going from the left to right, the words that we're saying are affecting the thoughts we're thinking. The thoughts we're thinking are creating the vibrations we're sending. The vibrations we're sending are creating our end results, which could be our life. So if we have a result that we don't like in that last box, if we don't have a job we like or a relationship we don't like, we just have to go backwards. We go, oh, I must have been sending out a bad vibration about this job. I must have been, so if I was sending out a bad vibration of the job, I was thinking bad thoughts about the job or negative thoughts. And if I was thinking negative thoughts about that job, it must have been because my words were negative, okay? So if we want to change our results, we need to go all the way back and start to change our words. When we change our words, we change our results, okay? So when we change our words, we change our what?
Results.
I'm just skipping all the way to the
result.
End. You're right. So, you know, say yes if you totally understand and get how that works.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good. Now, many times when I'm teaching this, I say, hold on, I'm going to tell you something. Actually a box that comes before the box. Say yes if you've ever heard me say that before.
Yes.
Yeah. So the box that comes before the box, the one you've circled, is actually the most important box. What is it? It's the
most important box.
The most important box. It is, and I want you to write in that box, you write 2 letters, UV. Not UV sunscreen. UV. What does UV stand for?
Underlying vibration.
Vibration.
Right. Your underlying vibration is there. I'm everything. That's a little, you know, over the top, but it's really important. It's not everything, but it is. And when I teach you this and we go through this, I want you to know, this does not take any power away from working on your words. You should always be working on your words and go, oh, look at me saying negative words. You should always understand that.
But your underlying vibration is so important. It's almost like, you know, actually on the worksheet that I made for the class, I made the underlying vibration box like four times bigger than the other boxes.
Wow.
Because it's almost like your underlying vibration is like the underneath the iceberg, underneath the water. You know how the iceberg
mm-hmm.
is just a little on top,
mm-hmm.
and then there's
right.
a big part underneath? Your underlying vibration is coloring and informing your words. So before you get to the words, your underlying vibration is actually forming them. So it's so important we address our underlying vibration. Now, it's just like exactly like this idea of the iceberg. So everything underneath the surface is your unconscious, and what's above the surface is our conscious. We can work on the conscious level, which is great, which is awesome. And you can get a lot of results working on the conscious level. But as you dig deeper, and most of you have been doing this work for quite a while, a lot of you have, you start to have to dig deeper. And you go, oh, I'm going to find an underlying vibration that is full of lack. I found an underlying vibration that has self-hate. I found an underlying that is skeptical of the world or whatever it is. Those are negative ones. You can have an underlying vibration that's like, wow, I have an underlying vibration that I trust people. Wow, that's really good. So these are beliefs that are creating that underlying vibration. Is everyone on my page? You're following what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So when we are going to, there's three, what I believe to be three things that will address our underlying vibration so directly that it is, for me, I hate saying mandatory, but it is very, very highly recommended that you do these three things, or you somehow approach these three things in your life on a consistent basis. So I want you to write number one through three, like one on top of it. Just write number one. Just write number one. I'm just going to tell you. Number one, I want you to write, this is the number one thing that's going to help you with your underlying vibration. No, actually, I changed my mind. I'm going to ask, because you're pretty smart and you're on the way and you're on the path, what do you think is the number one thing that I think is the most one of the most important things to address your underlying vibration to do?
Meditation.
Say again?
Meditation.
Very good. Yay! And the crowd goes wild. Meditation. Number one is meditation. Meditation is the number one thing because the one thing that it does, a lot of things, but the thing that it does is you remember, you know, you can think of positive vibrations as resonant vibration. You can think of negative vibration as resistant vibration.
Mm-hmm.
So when you meditate, you burn off resistant vibration. You burn off resistant vibration you didn't even know you had. You sit down and you shut up and you just take your mind and just quiet down and you start to go, oh, my God, I have fear. I didn't realize it. Oh, my God, I have anger. I didn't realize it. I'll have joy or whatever. But you start to bring it up, and when you bring it up and you see it and you allow it to pass through you, that resistance vibration starts to burn off. So your underlying vibration has less resistance and more – what's the opposite of resistance?
Resonance.
Resonance. Mm-hmm. Very good.
Resonance.
I wish you could – I wish I had, you know, I was on video right now. I'd be like standing up going, res, with my hand, resonance. So the opposite of resistance is resonance. So the more you meditate, the more the resistance vibration just starts to, it's not that you never have it, but it helps you, and it calms down the monkey mind. The monkey mind is what Buddhists call the ego, or the ego chatter. So the ego chatter is a lot of times what is responsible for our doubt. The more doubt you have, the less allowing. The less allowing you have, the less manifestation. The less manifestation, the more your life sucks. So God, somebody quote that. Less
Wait, what is
the, the less manifestation you have, the more your life sucks. And it's true, because you're always fighting. You have a lot of resistance. So, did someone say, what did I say? I just said it again. Is that clear?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Good. Okay. So meditation is key. Say yes if you do meditation or you have meditated.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
Good. And if and then I'm not even going to talk about that. Number two is to be in the now, to be in the present moment. You take care of your underlying vibration by allowing yourself to be present. Do not live in the future. Do not live in the past. To just soak in right now. Just like in this moment when you are hearing my voice, wherever you're sitting, being like, I am here. I'm here. As soon as you do that, God, when, as soon as I, you know, I will do that and as I'm saying it, my shoulders start to go, ah, oh, that's
mm-hmm.
right. It's all good.
Right.
Now, there's a reason why I say it's all good all the time. First of all, it is all good. But it helps you to go, it's all good. When you say it's all good, you sink into the present moment. You go, yeah, it's all good. And when you sink into the present moment, your resistance starts to dissolve more, and your resonance starts to go up. You feel more resonant. And you think about this. When you are in the present moment, when you really are, when you're not worrying about what you might have done in the past, what you could do in the future, and all of that stuff, you align back with who you are. You just go, oh, I could just be me. What a concept. I could just be me. As soon as you allow yourself to just be you, a relaxation comes over you that is so resonant and so open and so flowing that addresses your underlying vibration immediately. If you can do that more and more in your life, and as you go through your day, you do that more and more. And go, just be right now. Stop. I'm just going to be right now. Oh, my God, life is so much better. You know, it's not about the destination. It really is about the journey. And the journey is literally one step at a time. If you can take this step and really be in it, the destination and the eventual goal comes faster. It does. Okay. Capiche?
Capiche.
Number three is, you're all going to say it with me. Selfish equals?
Self-care.
Number three is self-care. So you address your underlying vibration by taking care of yourself. Most people's underlying vibration is falling apart or crazy or whatever it is because they're not giving attention to their own needs. They're not taking care of themselves. They're not
mm-hmm.
minding their vibration. Let's say that. Minding their
vibration.
Right. It's so important. So you've got to mind your vibration. Your underlying vibration is going to be completely different and taken care of if you care for yourself. And like I said before, I love this. The opposite of self-care is self-scare. Love that. You know, we're going around in the world, and I heard this, I'll give total credit to Cheryl Richardson, who I think is awesome. I heard her say this, just loved
mm-hmm.
it. Well, she was talking about how we self-scare ourselves. Oh, my God, what's going to happen? Oh, what if they see this? Or what if I don't get the job? What if the world falls apart? What if the whole environment falls apart? What if we get in another war? What if he doesn't like me? What if that is self-scare. We do it all the time. Say yes if you self-care.
Yes.
Now listen to this. You cannot be self-caring and self-caring at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
It's the mm-hmm. opposite. When you care for yourself, it's the opposite of scaring yourself. It's literally whatever it is that you're self-caring for yourself. It's like going, it's all good. I'm taking care. All good. So, good. All right. So, Allison, what's the number one thing in addressing your underlying vibration?
Meditation.
Very much. Good. Danielle, you still there?
I'm here, yeah.
Sorry, I'm having a little bit of a moment. Sorry.
All good. Do you remember what number two was for self for your addressing your underlying vibration?
Yes, to be in the now.
Good. Thank you very much. And Del, what is number three?
Self-care. Selfish equals self-care.
Good. Awesome. Okay. I want you to think about all of those things. And what does this bring up for any of you? Who would like to share something about what this addressing your underlying vibration brings up for you? Who would like to go first? Let me ask you this. Who here is doing all of those three things at the level at which they think is really addressing their underlying vibration? Consistently.
I feel like I need to do it a little more.
Okay, good. That's good. Self-assessment is so important in our growth.
I feel like I want to write this on my fridge or next to my bed in an index card.
Good.
I feel like I really dedicated myself recently, like, to really focus on noticing those what's underneath. Like I did always, but I'm more dedicated now to catch it and to notice it, and maybe it's the meditation that's helping too. But yeah, so I mean, I think there's always room to expand and do it better. But I, you know,
always.
I'm happy that I'm doing it more than I used to do it. So.
Very good. You're a good student, Papa. Very good. Yeah, because if you're doing it, you're doing it more than you did it before, so good
exactly.
for you.
Right.
You know?
Right.
For you. And it's not like where I don't want you this to be like a rule thing, because immediately when the ego hears anything that goes with a rule, we go, oh, I'm supposed to. I don't want to do that.
Right. It's very natural, I think, when meditation, it just happens. It's not like I'm trying. It's just I'm glad. I should just say I'm glad that I'm noticing it more. I'm not really like trying to. You know, it's not like I have like a straight jacket on or something.
Right, exactly.
Just a natural evolution, you know. Yeah.
Totally. Because that defeats the whole purpose, actually. You know, just that.
Mm-hmm.
So,
right.
Good. I like it. Yeah, I mean, well, I think that these three things here, you know, there are many other things, for sure. But in my experience and working with so many people, if you have some kind of a dance between or having all these three things. And you know what, that number three, that self-care thing, that can be quite a few things, you know what I mean? That has a lot of subtopics. But if you have these three things somehow dancing around in your schedule, in your routine, you know what? You are so far ahead of most people. Most people are not doing these three things in most of their life. They're just not. You go, I mean, Jennifer, you go to your office, and I bet you that probably at least 50% of the people there, maybe more, because I'm just thinking because you work in a big office that's very metropolitan or whatever, I bet you 60% of the people don't do any of those three things on any kind of consistent basis.
Nope, they don't. Definitely not.
They don't. So that makes us, you know, now that you have the awareness, all of you here, it makes you so far ahead of the game in the game of peace, in the game of underlying vibration.
I like
and flow, right? Mm-hmm. For sure.
Can I say something too? That I think focusing on it, saying yes, I would like to do. I want to, you know, notice this more. I want to become more aware, or whatever your intent is, you'll start attracting like the right books to you, the right.
Yeah.
This is what's been happening. The most amazing books. It's just like, so it's speeding it up, we'll say, because I'm focusing on it, and then I'm attracting the right information. That's like the perfect information.
Totally. Because the universe always says yes. Remember? The universe always says yes. So if you say, okay, I'm going to focus on this, guess what? It goes, oh, that's what you're going to focus on? Here's this and this and this. You ever would have come across this unless you said yes to it. Now I'll say yes and I'll help you.
Mm-hmm.
Brilliant. I love it. Any reflections about these three things, Danielle?
No.
Did you say no? No. Go ahead.
No, yeah. Was that Jen?
Keep going. No, go ahead, Dan. What were you going to say?
No, I don't have any. Did you just ask me if I had questions? I don't know.
No, just any reflection about these three things and about how it applies to your life or not applies to your life? And
I've done meditation, and it definitely does it does work. I need to dedicate myself to doing it more.
Let me just ask you this. Is it something – just see how crazy this is. It's just sort of crazy. I do it all the time, too, and go – wait a second, I know meditation makes me feel good. Why aren't I doing it? Crazy. Mm-hmm. What the heck? All these things that make me feel good and make my life run smoother, and all of a sudden a week will go by and I'll be like, I haven't even meditated. What the heck? You know,
The
ego will come in. You know, that's why the Course in Miracles says that the thinking of the world is 180 degrees away from the thinking of God. And in the Course in Miracles, you know, one of the words in the Course in Miracles that Jesus used the most is the word vigilance. Vigilance. Let's all say that. Vigilance.
Vigilance.
He used that word so many times in the Course in Miracles, if you read the Course in Miracles, this is my interpretation, but I am almost positive that he used that word vigilance so much because he knows we have to be vigilant to stay in our spirit. We have to be vigilant to stay in our joy. We have to, because we are living in this world that's 180 degrees away from the thinking of him. So, or it, or whatever. And so we have to go, wait a second, I have to be vigilant. You can be vigilant in a good way. It's sort of like, I'm dedicated. I'm dedicated to this. I'm dedicated to having joy. I'm dedicated to love. I'm dedicated to peace. And so a lot of times you will say, yeah, I should be doing that. And you know, we want to switch our words around and say, you know what, I don't have to do that. I shouldn't do that. I want to feel good. Repeat after me. I want to feel good.
I want to feel good.
Yes, and that's the truth of everyone. I don't, literally, unless you have any kind of brain disorder, 99% of the people in the world want to feel good. So you have the tools to feel good. Yeah. Definitely. So you have the tools to feel good. So, yeah, so just ponder on that, you know, Danielle. Just think, you know what, it's not that I should do it. I actually want to feel good. So, you know, let me try it. And then if you don't do it, forgive yourself. And then do it again. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Very good. Very good. We are running to the end of our time now. Whoa, that just flew by. Time flies when you're having a good time. And I'm having fun.
Yeah.
So yes, you're having fun.
Yes. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Good. Love it. Okay. So I'll open it up to any other questions, and then we'll wrap up with what everyone's takeaway from today was. So is there anything that we haven't covered, not your takeaway yet, but a question or a challenge that you might need my help with? Or a success you want to share. Who would like to say something or share something?
Well, this is Allison. I almost finished my website.
Yay!
It's a huge thing.
Congratulations! Yay!
Thanks.
Yay, Allison! Awesome.
Yay, Allison.
Fantastic. Fantastic. Cool. Mm-hmm. Any other celebrations?
Yay.
Anybody? Well, you're living boring lives if you want to celebrate.
Well, I attracted a free, like, 40-day Course in Miracles course, like an online course, which was pretty cool.
Nice.
Yeah.
Cool. I attracted the perfect solution for my car situation. Yay!
Oh, yay!
Yeah, I won't go into details, but I think that it's going to work out just fine. So.
Oh, yay.
Yeah,
okay.
Live in Los Angeles, you need a car. So I'm happy about that, and I attracted that. I'm attracted to a lot of good things. So. I attracted Marie Osmond. Hello.
Yeah. Seriously.
Yay.
Everything else is icing on the cake to me.
That's right.
That's awesome.
It is.
Hey. All right, everyone. Cool. So let's just go around the circle and let's all put into this perfect circle we have of energy between all of us right now. Let us all put into it what we have, what are going to take away, or what was an aha, or something that stands out for you in what we talked about today. Who would like to contribute first?
I will, Jen. What really stood out for me was when you said there are only vibrational matches. I mean, I know you said it before, but I feel like it really, it was an aha moment for me.
Cool. Thank you. Next.
It's Danielle. When we were talking about the meditation, you know, it's basically just do what makes you feel good. And if doing the meditation means taking the time out of my busy schedule and it makes me feel good, then I should do it.
Or you want to do it.
Right.
Very good. Mm-hmm. I like it. And that comes back to that whole thing that Jennifer was saying at the very beginning. She's just doing things. She's not thinking too much. She's just moving forward and going, I want to do that. Go. So really, I support that. Cool. Dale, what are you taking away from today?
Mainly an aha for me about the meditation, which I was, you know, it's about the matches and stuff. It's kind of already heading that direction, so kind of the confirmation aha.
Good. Very good. Love confirmation. Love confirmation. Did everyone go? Or Allison, did you do your takeaway?
The only kind of like a major like aha I had is when you were talking about being in the moment, in the present moment, and the relaxation and the flowing. And I had a flashback to that experience that I had, you know, that spiritual experience I had, because I was in the moment and I couldn't get out of the moment. Like it was just I think it was just like grace was plopped on me. So I was basically not really thinking. I was just in the flow, and I was extremely peaceful and extremely relaxed. And and I couldn't shake it. And so like when you said be in the moment, I'm just like that. It's like that is that's being aligned. You know, that's when you're aligned.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
It's when you are yourself, really, actually.
Right, when you're, right, exactly. So.
Cool.
Yeah, it was
nice. Good reflection. For me, I am taking away, what am I taking away? Let me just go with this one. I am taking away that, you know, the confidence, and the knowledge that even though things are, I've taught them before, they are still just as valuable.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
definitely. Yeah. Because sometimes as a teacher and stuff, I think, well, what's new? Well, you know what's interesting, and I'll just say this really quickly, is that I went to see one of my very, very, very first teachers way back in the day when I was a teenager, Marianne Williamson. I went to see her speak a couple weeks ago, and I watched her, and I was thinking to myself, and I think about this before, but now that I'm such a teacher myself, I was watching her going, oh, my God, she's saying that frickin' thing that she used to teach when I was 16, the same thing. Mm-hmm. And it was really empowering. I was just like, wow, you know what? You don't have to reinvent the
truth. Yeah.
You just have to keep, you know, talking about the truth. And if and it means, and it means something, it's important. So that's what I'm taking away.
Love it. Yay.
Yeah. All right. All right, everyone. So listen, I will obviously I'm going to be gone. I'm gonna be there's a few of you that some of you that are on the live call are my private clients, and I'm gonna be talking to I think all of you before I leave, so yay. You know,
yes.
With you, which is fantastic. Mm-hmm. Everyone that, I think there's a couple of people that are private that are in the club there for the recording. So, but just let me tell you that our next High Vibe Club call will be on Tuesday, June 3rd. Tuesday, June 3rd. Okay?
Okay.
All right. As I say, I pray that love will guide you until we talk again. And unthinkably good things can happen, and they do happen. So let's all say good night.
Yes,
good night. Thank you so much,
everyone.
Night.
You're so welcome. Bye.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.